This is Studio 360, and I'm Kurt Anderson. Since the beginning of the year, we've been following four listeners who made their creative New Year's resolutions for 2015 at the beginning of the year. One of them is Garmin Herigstad. He lives in Bellingham, Washington. He'd made a career doing special effects for big-budget Hollywood movies, but this year he wanted to get back into his first handmade love, calligraphy. He resolved to hand-letter the entire biblical book of Proverbs.
Let me show you some of those.
He started strong, but it's been a bit more of a challenge than he expected.
With the Proverbs project, it's so big that if I were to do, you know, perfectly lettered things, I would probably make so many mistakes and do it over and over and over again. And so technology can fix some of that. It's cheating according to my original idea, but as I've been working at it, I think it's practical. I think maybe trying to escape away from technology for a while made me appreciate it more. There was some Proverbs advice that I wish I would have heeded a little bit more when I was in my early 30s and I was making buku bucks, and maybe I was hanging out at too much late night and drinking a bit too much, and my wife wanted to get a divorce. And when I read through Proverbs, I'm kind of like, yeah, I should have known better. and so I realized, like, for me, like you know, maybe sin is something God doesn't want us to do just because we get hurt. And that's it. He just doesn't want us to get hurt. When I started the Proverbs project, I really wanted to build up my lettering skill. My goal wasn't to produce an entire 30 chapters that look beautiful. My goal was to go through the entire 30 chapters, and then by the end, hopefully it will look good. And so that maybe by the time I get to the end, I can start and do it over again.
That was Garmin Herigstad. You can see some of his work, which is really pretty amazing, at studio360.org. Thanks to Audrey Quinn, who produced that story.